There are times when we get distracted, when we take our eyes off the important things in life. I mean, it's only natural. Sometimes you have so much going on, you feel so much under pressure, under the gun, so as to speak, that your attention ends up being focused on the myriad of little things that seem to be assailing you. I've gone through times in my life where I'm so immersed in the detail that not only do I forget the big picture, the important stuff, but I can't even remember what it looks like. Have you ever sat there and you're trying to pray and you try and connect with God, but you can't even remember how to do that, even what it feels like to be close to Him anymore? And your mind is darting off here and there and everywhere because you've just got so much on your plate that you've lost sight of the big picture. Perhaps that's how you are right now. So I just want to remind you today of the main thing. I just want to take this moment to help you to focus again on the stuff that's really important. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. I pray, that the Lord will cause you to feel God's love and remember Christ's patient endurance. Literally, what Paul is saying here to his friends is that he prays that God will direct their hearts, their inner being, the root of who they are, to the steadfast love and faithfulness of God in Jesus Christ. I know, you probably know about the love and the faithfulness of God in theory. I know you may have heard dozens of sermons about God's love and faithfulness over the years, but how easy is it to forget to focus on God's love and God's faithfulness? How easy is it for you, with everything else you have going on, to forget to live as though God truly does love you, as though in Christ God is steadfast in that love and faithful towards you? With all the pressures and the stresses and the strains that you have going on, how easy is that? So just stop, take a deep breath, and let God fill your heart with His love and His steadfast faithfulness. Because that's the most important thing. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.